Chad Baker back out at the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair west of Vetersburg, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And we have Reagan Stonecipher cornered here to talk a little bit about her show pigs this year. Reagan, how are we doing?
Good.
Let's talk about your pigs.
I have a York, a Cross Gill, a Cross Barrow, and a Hamp Barrow.
So I'm counting there with the fingers I have available, four, right?
Yes.
Okay. They got names?
Nope.
No names. I found out this year there's less and less people naming their pigs. Is that just to kind of create that boundary there with them?
Yeah, and also by the end of the day, they're going to be gone by the year.
Absolutely. Are any of them going to be auctioned off, or are you going to keep them all?
I think we're going to auction off all four.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about Reagan first. You are a student somewhere, I'm guessing.
I'm a student at Covington Middle School.
Okay, so going into 7th, 8th grade?
I'm going into 8th grade.
8th grade, very good. So then you'll likely stick around for Covington High School.
Yes.
And are you looking to be an FFA member?
Yeah.
All right. So FFA member of the future, 4-H member now. How many years have you been in 4-H?
This will be my 5th year.
5th year, very good. And I know it's still pretty early because you're still in junior high, but do you have post-high school plans looking to go college somewhere?
I'm thinking about going to study ag at Purdue.
Very nice. Whenever I was in junior high, I was only thinking about high school, but it's phenomenal that some of you junior high folks have really started to map out that game plan early and then get you on the course of success. Course of success here this week, of course, is with your four pigs. You feel like you've got a pretty good field, or is it going to be pretty tough out there with the competition?
I think it'll be pretty tough, but as long as I try my best, I think we're good.
Very good. Are the pigs the only thing you're showing out here? Do you have projects elsewhere in 4-H that you have here at the fair?
Just pigs.
Just pigs. Just the focus this year. Tell us a little bit about the challenges that you've had in raising these four.
Well, some of them don't eat, so it's been a challenge getting them to eat and stuff. And at the beginning of the year, they started to run a lot, so it was hard getting them to stop running.
How did you do that?
And you just pretty much got to keep their head up the whole time. They'll start to grow out of it when they get older, but that's pretty much it.
Very good. You feel like your chances are better with one over the other, or do you feel like kind of chances across the board are about the same?
I feel like we have a better chance at the Hamp Barrow.
And why is that?
He's just built more than the others. He walks fairly well, and he's just better overall.
Very good. Very good. So you got the four pigs. Are you looking to eventually branch into anything else, or pigs going to be it for you?
I'm hoping to branch into cattle, but my dad's not on it.
Got to talk dad into that, right? Absolutely. So let's talk about your other adventures out here at Fountain County. Whenever you're not showing, is there any other areas that you're looking forward to? Either friends showing, some food, some shows?
I love hanging out with my friends here, and we always try to get ice cream. So that's probably the main part that we do.
Very good. So do you guys live on a farm?
We live on a farm. I just walk across the pasture, and I'm at the barn.
So you're on the farm. You have siblings, other folks that show in your family?
I have two sisters, but they're out. They graduated college, so they're done.
You're the youngin' of the family.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. So looking to branch on their accolades there, too. Did they show quite a bit?
Yes. They both showed swine for 10 years.
So both 10-year 4-H members?
Yes.
You're going to be on your way there, I can tell.
Yes.
Very nice. So, Reagan, one last thing before we wrap up with you here. Are you showing any other places this summer, or is Fountain County it?
I think this is going to be our last show.
You still going to work in some family vacations in there?
Yeah, probably.
Or if that includes showing at state, you know, you may have that too.
Yes.
Well, Reagan, I appreciate you spending some time talking with us here at WITY, and may you have all the best in showing this week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's Reagan Stonecipher out here at the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair, one of the 4-H members. We've got more reports coming up from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY.